But my wife had a few words that we just want to, I just want to take that care of that right away to refresh them. So.
Oh, okay. Well, can I?
Yeah, you share. Yeah, anything.
I want to piggyback off of something that Pastor Ed was sharing. I really felt like there's an acceleration in personal revival. I just feel like there's, I'm speaking out of experience. I just feel like there's this accelerated thing that's going on in our hearts and lives.
Yeah.
Where there's this personal, the Lord's going deep and digging up old places that we kind of stepped over, and you keep going, and everything looks fine on the surface, but there's something there that the Lord really wants to get and sink our roots down into His truth and sink our roots down into His love so that that doesn't hurt us in the future, because He's reserving and holding things for us, not from us.
Yeah.
And so He's preparing our hearts to receive those things. So I really feel like there's an acceleration in personal revival.
Yeah,
amen.
On.
And
watch
I just,
that.
Yeah.
Have him pray over that right now. Just lift him.
Okay, so Lord, we just say yes. I invite on behalf of all of us. We want that, Lord. We don't want to fear anymore.
Amen.
We don't want to, there's places in our soul that only You can reveal that we've overlooked or we've bypassed or we've been afraid to approach. And we just say yes to You right now. We want to be able to love You with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we can't do that apart from Your grace. So we say, yes, Holy Spirit, we welcome You. God, You are love. We have nothing to fear. We want to be perfected in that love and remove any fear and anything that's holding us back.
Amen.
We want to step into the true identity and the fullness of that identity. We say we want to be renewed in passion for the lost. We want to be renewed in passion for those that are outside. And so we say, yes, God, come.
Amen.
You know, I had an encounter. I just felt to share that real quick. I had an encounter. It was a few years back. And I was in a really dry place and went to a retreat. And it was something we were praying about doing at our church. And I was a pastor's wife at the time. And I was really extremely dry. And on the outside, I may have looked okay. I don't know. You know, we think we look okay, but, you know, people can see, you know, and some people don't even care. But I think I looked all right. But I went to this conference, and the Lord encountered me there. And it was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning thing, and we were taking ladies off the street and ladies who weren't, didn't really know God yet. And they were getting encountered by the Lord. And by Saturday night, there was a celebration. And I did the thing that we talked about up here. We need to rejoice, you know. So I didn't feel like rejoicing because I was dry. But I rejoiced and raised my hands like we were encouraged to do this morning. And we went to bed. And, you know, conferences, they're early mornings and late nights and lots of caffeine. And so Sunday morning was going to be the last session. And it was a late night, early morning. And I was extremely caffeinated. And I wasn't really coming with a high level of expectation. You know, I was just highly caffeinated and present physically, but didn't really feel like I was all there. And my friend was sharing about Holy Spirit and, you know, the tri-union of God and specifically focusing on Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, He came.
Boom.
And I've heard people describe it like this liquid love. And it literally just came fresh over me. And it was just His grace. You know, I didn't have any expectation. I had a lot of disappointment. I had a lot of hurts. I had a lot of places that I learned to keep going as a pastor's wife. As a pastor, and who does a pastor's wife talk to? Because you're there for other people. You don't have people to go to. So you just kind of stuff it and keep going.
Yeah.
And then I was raising kids. So I wasn't always stuffing it there. I was struggling with temper there. I was struggling with anger there. I was struggling with stuff that, you know, my husband, the last outburst I had, I slammed a door because it was shut in my face. And I actually, you know how there's hinges and there's the part where the knob is. I actually shoved that off. It came out of the wall. It's surprising what you can do in a moment of anger. And I just was thanking God I did it to the door and not to the kid. And I actually had a friend that say that. I called her. I made a Mayday call, and I was like, I can't believe I just did this. She goes, well, thank God it was the door and not your son. And my husband said in his wisdom, he said, I'm not fixing, oh, this will kind of give it away, that it was more than one door. I'm not fixing any more doors until you get a hold of yourself and get free in this place. I'm being pretty transparent here, but you know what? And so I realized, you know, I took it out on doors. I didn't take it out on kids, but, you know, stuff was going on at home. And the Lord brought me through a season, and it was fast. I mean, I don't have those outbursts anymore, or wreck doors or whatever, but there was an acceleration and there was a grace as I humbled myself and pressed in and said, this, you didn't make me for this. You didn't make me for this. Plus, I didn't like what I was showing my kids. That's not authentic. You know, I want my kids saved first. And of course, we want the world. You know, we want the world, but I want my kids to know that it's authentic. Relationship with God is real. There's so much for them. So anyways, long story short, the Lord brought me through that.
Yeah.
And I had a point to that.
Go for it.
I'm trying to remember what the point was.
Refreshing.
The liquid love. That's what I was saying.
So the
Lord gave me that experience, and then I got sidetracked looking for that experience. Because once you experience the goosebumps and something so real, so manifest and tangible, sometimes you can get distracted looking just for that. But He really wants to sink our roots in His truth about what He says about us, how He sees us, that He does love us. He displayed His love when we didn't even give a care, and get rooted and sunk deep into that place. And when that happens, and it's a process, we never arrive, you know. When that happens, you start to spill over and ooze the thing that people will be drawn to. They'll be drawn to it because you're not just winning souls. That's what we were taught when we were first saved. Yeah. We're not just winning souls. We actually love people. And they sense that it's real. And they sense that it's authentic because it's who you've become. As He is, so also are we in this world.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So I feel like He's really doing that here. I was noticing the sign when we were pulling up. It said restoration, revival. I forget what the first one. Renewal.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's doing it. Amen?
Yeah.
So welcome it.
So you give them.
Yes.
Refresh them at the end. Okay. Awesome. Well, at the end, my wife and I are going to be praying over people. And if you like that prophetically, it's up.